Pawn Stars has died today. His son, Rick Harrison, confirming that his father passed at 77. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A wildfire still burning out of control northwest of Sacramento, California, threatening hundreds of buildings. The Pawnee Fire has already destroyed 12. Meanwhile, in southwestern Colorado, the 416 Fire is still burning, having scorched over 34,000 acres. It's now 37% contained. But the weather there is not good for the firefighting efforts.
I horribly regret that. Are you kidding? I've lost everything.
That's Roseanne Barr expressing regret as she breaks down during a podcast interview over the weekend over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot by ABC.
And I regretted it before I lost everything. And I said to God, I am willing to accept whatever consequences this brings.
Barr saying she's lost everything and now is nothing but a, quote, hate magnet. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gasoline prices continuing to decline across most states. The national average down about 6 cents a gallon over a week to just above $2.83 now. Here's our John Clemens with more.
Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average. Indiana down 13 cents. Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
The second man to walk on the moon is now suing his children and family foundation, Buzz Aldrin claiming that they've been taking advantage of his trust and finances. The 88-year-old former astronaut accusing his kids of slandering him, telling people he has dementia, and working to undermine romantic relationships. And if you grew up listening to the radio in the 60s and 70s and 80s in New York City, you'll remember this guy.
Big Dad, proud to be with you. 70 cloudy WABC degrees in New York town.
The legendary Dan Ingram, who spent decades on New York's WABC, jocking the Dan Ingram mess, as he called it, has passed away at 83. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon from Nutrimost of Flemington and all. And have we got some crazy weather out there today. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 82 degrees, north wind around 13 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 53 degrees, north wind around 7 miles per hour. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 80, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. And so much for that crazy weather that's going on. We're going to do a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome, everybody, to Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. Have we got a great show for you today. You know, there's so much going on in the news and stuff about exercise, 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 and everybody wants to know where should I go, what should I do, and how should I do it. So today we've got Brian Jones, who's the general manager of Club Pilates Flemington. That's located at the Shops at Flemington at 100 Reville Avenue in Flemington, New Jersey. So first of all, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Miola. Appreciate that.
Very good. And you're going to fill us in and let us know all about this mystery thing, this term called, what is a Pilates? Is it something I eat? Is it something I do?
Yeah, no, definitely a big misconception or the confusion or mystery of Pilates. You know, Pilates is a exercise system that was designed by Joseph Pilates, you know, in the early 1900s. Originally designed to actually help soldiers who were recovering. And he did that by, you know, them laying in their beds, not being able to move, was taking springs from the beds, attaching them to the headboard, and they were strength training while laying in their bed in these internment camps.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then he kind of took it a step further, utilizing, like, regular household equipment and things like your chairs at home, and essentially went ahead and designed this whole program that's designed to essentially strengthen and lengthen your body simultaneously, utilizing specialized equipment.
So often we go to the gym, and you know, the misconception that many of us have is that we need to get there and we need to push as much weight as we can. We need to sweat. We need to feel aches and pains after we get done. Otherwise, we don't have a good workout. Is that the same mindset that we should be doing with a Pilates workout?
Actually, no, not quite. And that's some of the toughest things that, you know, some of our members and people that are new to Pilates, they have trouble overcoming that because they want to feel like they've just been through this crazy workout. And usually you feel like that by, you know, sweating like crazy and barely being able to walk the next day. And this is something that's so different because of the specialized equipment that we use. It's actually very low impact in nature, but very effective workout that you don't always leave completely drenched, but you feel it. You can definitely feel
mm-hmm.
it.
So often, you know, we go to the gym and like we were talking about and stuff, you know, there's a whole mindset with the general population out there, whether you're tall, short, fat, thin, and all, that, you know, you need to really be on a treadmill for, you know, hours at a time. You need behind weights, free weights, machine weights, and things like that. Pilates of Flemington has a whole different concept to what exercise should be and all, and you have specific or special equipment that only you guys have. Nobody else has it around the country or so. What is that, and how do you use some of those things?
Yeah, so our main piece of equipment is the Pilates Reformer, which is this crazy looking machine. It has these, you know, straps and ropes and all types of crazy stuff that it could be a little intimidating. But it's a system of pulleys that are connected to springs in a sliding carriage, and it allows you to, it actually assists you in your movements. So that's why Pilates is great for everyone, because the use of the equipment allows everyone to do it, because it provides that assistance to make sure you're doing and practicing Pilates correctly. But then it's unique because it also adds resistance through springs to help with that strengthening and also lengthening of the muscles. So we're actually doing both at the same time. And we also offer other pieces of equipment like the Exo Chair, another thing that we use to really work total body. We offer TRX, a suspension trainer, which is great when you're really focusing on kind of creating that balance within the body. We offer our springboard. We offer bar, Bosu ball, and, of course, the mat as well. And utilizing all these unique pieces of equipment, it allows us to offer 7 different types of unique classes.
Oh, okay. So that's a wide variety of things. We're going to take a little commercial break here, and we're going to be right back. So everybody just hold on.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And today we've got an exciting and very informative guest from Club Pilates in Flemington. That's located at the Shops of Flemington. And this is Brian Jones, the general manager down there. This is located at 100 Reville Avenue in Flemington, New Jersey. So off air, we were talking about all the different exercise programs that are out there, things to do, things not to do, and stuff. And so Brian was talking about the unique classes that they have. So Brian, why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about that now?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's one thing that definitely is unique about Club Pilates is the fusion classes that we offer, based off, like we were talking about previously, the different types of equipment that we have. So what we do is we actually can take the reformer and combine the reformer with, let's say, TRX, and make it its own unique type of class. So in the beginning of the class, you'll be on the, you know, potentially be on the reformer to start, and then we'll flow into the TRX and start using the suspension training right there, because you work within your own individual station. So it's not like you're running around the room.
Oh, okay.
It's all in your own individual station. So we offer a reformer flow class, which is our main class, where you'll be on the reformer and then two other types of equipment. We also offer a center and balance class, which is apparatus-assisted stretching. So if you're really looking to increase flexibility, that's a great class for you. Mm-hmm. Then we offer a restore class, which is where we actually use myofascial release techniques, similar to like foam rolling, which is a very unique type of class. But again, you're hopping on the reformer in the beginning of that class as well. We actually offer a cardioscope class. So if you're looking to get a little bit more of that sweat that you're used to, or you want to burn some additional calories, on our reformer, we actually put what we call jump boards. And as you're laying down in the reformer, you're actually going to use a jump board to jump up and down. And you know how tiring jumping can be standing up. You're getting that similar effect laying down, but with less impact, because you're laying down. Yeah, which is very unique and very interesting. So there's still a great class to burn a bunch of calories as well, if that's what some of your goals are. And then we have our suspend class, like I mentioned. And then we also have our control class, which is unique because we also offer the bar. You know, people are familiar with bar and bar work, especially your dancers and things. So the control class will actually flow from the reformer to using the bar, and then we have gliders as well. So it's really great for, you know, strengthening your entire body from the feet up.
Sounds like it's quite a complete, and it totally works the body out and things like that. And this is all done without heavy weights that you've got to manually push through and all?
Yeah, exactly. We do have some light hand weights that we do have in there, but again, they're very light. But we can change up the springs to either add more resistance or less resistance depending on the exercise.
Okay.
So it's still going to challenge your body. And some of the more challenging movements, you actually add less spring to, because then that requires more control. And that's the key thing with Pilates, is controlling your movements. It's not always about how many you can do, but the quality of the movement.
Which is always, that's like a complete difference from going to like, you know, a regular gym where you're thinking you're pounding the weight there and all and thinking that you're doing good. Here you're talking about the quality of the whole movement as opposed to, you know, how many of them you can get in before you fatigue and all.
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure you're engaging the proper muscles. You know, we really want to work through what we call your powerhouse, which is going to be your back, your abs, you know, your glutes, your hamstrings. You want to really work through your powerhouse. So our goal is to develop a strong core, both the front and the back of the body.
Right.
And we do that through using the equipment and the different types of movements that we try to perfect. But it's all about doing those things properly to get the most effect from them.
Right, exactly. And so it sounds like you guys are really focusing in on the core muscles that so many of us in everyday work and stuff. We get up, we go into the car, we're sitting, driving to work. We get to work, we're sitting. We go to lunch, we're sitting. We get in the car, we're sitting. We get home, we may get out and walk around with the kids or do something and all. But there's like no exercise going on in the body. And so this really helps to target that, the core or the key elements of, you know, good health and all.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times, you know, I know Joseph Pilates was a big proponent of, you know, keeping your spine healthy. You know, he said you can be older, but if your spine feels like it's 40, then you're 40, right?
Right, yeah.
But if you're a 40-year-old and your spine's like a 60-year-old, then you're 60. So keeping that, you know, your spine healthy is definitely a key component of Pilates, and that's why we focus on creating the balance within your body. You know, sometimes even guys, if all you're doing is chest pressing, but you're not working your back, you're going to get hunched over, right? right? You're going to be really strong with your chest, but your back is going to be very weak, and you're going to start to get that hunch.
Right.
You
and
know?
We see that so often when you go and look at these guys that are at the powerlifting gyms and things like that.
Sure, exactly, exactly. And any form of exercise is great, you know, and it's all about finding particularly what works for you. You know, I still do strength training in addition to Pilates, and I just feel like I have a more well-rounded program now with the introduction of Pilates. I didn't really know much about Pilates initially, you know, when starting.
Oh, okay. So you say like a new person comes in and things into the facility, and they have no idea what they're looking to do or how they're going to do it and things like that. So take us through like a simple little brand new client.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyone that's brand new, we're going to want to start them out with our level one classes. So that's another unique thing is we actually offer different class levels. So the more advanced you are, the higher level you'll take for I don't want to say a tougher, but a little bit more challenging workout. So level one classes are going to be slower paced. There's going to be a lot more cueing involved. Because that's where you build the foundations and work on the basic fundamentals and building that mind-body connection. So we're going to want to start you out with level one classes initially till you feel you're ready to advance, till you know the instructors feel you're ready to advance. And once you're formed, because that's key, once that form and your mind hears the cues from the instructor and your body reacts, then you're ready to progress into the more challenging classes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's nice to see that. You know, you're not just thrown into a class where, you know, half the class knows all the moves and what to do, and you're just kind of like left there floundering. And all sort of.
Yeah, and all of that is right there on the schedule. Mm-hmm. So we lay it out very clearly for you. We have a Club Pilates, a smartphone application where you can go on, read the description of the classes, book your classes in advance, which is very important for busy schedules.
Sure.
And
what kind of hours do you have?
So we're actually open 7 days a week with classes as early as 6:30 a.m. to as late as 8 p.m. during the week.
Oh,
and
geez.
Then we're also open, you know, pretty much all morning till about 1 o'clock on the weekends. And we're always looking to expand our schedule. So as we get feedback from our members and, you know, as our membership base continues to grow, we're always looking to add more classes and switch it around for to benefit the members.
Right. What kind of people are drawn to using Pilates?
So the majority of our members are female. We do have male members. And that's a great thing about Pilates is it really is for everyone. Pilates is for everyone, whether you are, you know, young, super young, if you're old, if you have two knee replacements, hip replacements. We have a wide variety of members. And again, it kind of goes back to that low impact nature. Everybody is able to do it.
Right.
You know, you don't need to be able to jump up, you know, 5 feet or whatever it may be in order to take this class. You just have to want to make a difference in yourself, and there's a spot for you there at Club Pilates because it really is for everyone. And we've seen it. We have, you know, 16-year-olds in classes with their mom, you know, who want to, you know, better themselves together, which is awesome.
So and as far as the number of days a week you would be doing Pilates, do you need like a little recovery time in between each one? Do you do like once a week, twice a week, three times a week? How's that work?
So, you know, that really depends on your schedule. But Pilates is actually, because of the low impact nature, you can actually do it every single day if you wanted to. Because, again, we're not breaking down the muscle in the same way that you would with a regular heavy strength training workout. So you can really do it every single day if you wanted to. Now your body always could use, you know, a day of recovery. But you can technically do it every single day. You know, we recommend if you're just getting started, you know, at least 3 to 4 days per week. But because it's low impact in nature, you can really do it every day. Now, there'll be some different classes where you'll experience maybe a little bit of that soreness. But that's not like you feel after every single class where you can barely walk down the steps, you know.
Well, we're going to take a little commercial break here now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that TRX machine that you were referring to and all. So everybody just hold on, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has her dinner interrupted by Trump administration opponents in New York City. Then over the weekend, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says she was thrown out of a restaurant in Virginia because she works for President Trump. Now, U.S. House Democrat Maxine Waters of California is applauding those responsible.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and you create a crowd, and you tell them they're not welcome.
Waters also calling at that rally against Trump administration immigration policy for the president to be impeached. Just getting word that reality TV star Richard Harrison, famously known as the old man on History Channel's Pawn Stars, has died today. His son Rick Harrison confirming that his father passed at 77. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A wildfire still burning out of control northwest of Sacramento, California, threatening hundreds of buildings. The Pawnee Fire has already destroyed 12. Meanwhile, in southwestern Colorado, the 416 Fire is still burning, having scorched over 34,000 acres. It's now 37% contained. But the weather there is not good for the firefighting efforts.
I horribly regret that. Are you kidding? I've lost everything.
That's Roseanne Barr expressing regret as she breaks down during a podcast interview over the weekend over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot by ABC.
And I regretted it before I lost everything. And I said to God, I am willing to accept whatever consequences this brings.
Barr saying she's lost everything and now is nothing but a, quote, hate magnet. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gasoline prices continuing to decline across most states. The national average down about 6 cents a gallon over a week to just above $2.83 now. Here's our John Clemens with more.
Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average. Indiana down 13 cents. Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
The second man to walk on the moon is now suing his children and family foundation, Buzz Aldrin claiming that they've been taking advantage of his trust and finances. The 88-year-old former astronaut accusing his kids of slandering him, telling people he has dementia, and working to undermine romantic relationships. And if you grew up listening to the radio in the 60s and 70s and 80s in New York City, you'll remember this guy.
Big Dad, proud to be with you. 70 cloudy WABC degrees in New York town.
The legendary Dan Ingram, who spent decades on New York's WABC, jocking the Dan Ingram mess, as he called it, has passed away at 83. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, who, by the way, was voted by Hunterdon Happening as one of the best in diet and health care and all. So stop on by, see what we can do about getting you in the best possible shape from our organization called Nutrimost of Flemington. Well, we're going to talk about another great organization here in Flemington area, and this is Club Pilates Flemington. And that's located at the Shops at Flemington at 100 Reville Avenue, Flemington, New Jersey. So now you know exactly where it is. Here is the general manager, Brian Jones, and he's going to talk to us a little bit more about, you know, we've got all this great equipment there and all. We've got all these hours that people can go into. How are they going to learn about all this? We need some instructors. Let's learn a little bit about what these instructors go through and how they become, Club Pilates Flemington instructors.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just another unique thing about Club Pilates is, our instructors. They are actually really the lifeblood of the studio. And one thing, when you're talking about quality and standard, Club Pilates puts an emphasis on that. We require our instructors to be comprehensively certified, which means they have over 450 hours of education and practice, which is a lot. It's definitely a lot. So you know whenever you come into Club Pilates, you're going to work with someone that's knowledgeable, because not only are our classes, full body workouts, but exactly what you said, how do you do it? And you're always going to be with one of our instructors.
Oh, see, that's good.
Yep, and you could be with one of our instructors in a variety of different ways. You could do one-on-one private training. Mm-hmm. You could do semi-private training. And then also our group-based classes, which are a maximum of 12.
12
Yep.
How did that number come about?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure there's great science behind it.
The number of reformers that you have.
Well, yeah, 12 is the number of reformers that you have. Yep, that we have. That's a pretty good number.
That's a good number. It's an even dozen.
Exactly. and it's enough to, have that small group atmosphere where you're having a lot of fun. But it's also small enough to where you're still going to get individualized attention from our instructors.
So now, is the instructor actually doing the exercise along with you on another machine, or is she making sure that you've got prop? Now, I understand now from listening to you that, form is very important in this, not just pounding out the exercise.
Exactly. So the instructor will not be on a reformer showing you.
Okay.
They're going to walk around the room and up and down the aisle. So we have six reformers on one side, reformers on the other side, and they're cueing you.
All right.
So that's one thing that's big by starting off with our level one classes is you learn the cueing from the instructors.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to say a specific thing, and then it's going to register, in your mind to do whatever that movement may be. When they say tabletop, you know what tabletop means.
Right.
So they're walking around, cueing, leading you through the class, but at the same time, they're watching for form, they're watching for technique, and making any corrections. They're making spring changes if necessary as well. So again, make it very easy for you, because a big thing that we hear a lot, I only pay a certain amount for my gym, but I never really go because I don't know what I'm doing. It's very intimidating. I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah.
So then you ultimately don't go. And at the end of the day, you have to go somewhere to see results. And when you come to Club Pilates, you are working with some of the most knowledgeable Pilates instructors across the country because of our requirements. Club Pilates actually offers their own internal training program, which is very unique. Again, it's a fully comprehensive, certified program, mm-hmm. but we also have instructors that do have certifications from other organizations as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually come to Club Pilates and go through what we call bridge training, which kind of teaches you the Club Pilates way, which is very important as well.
Yeah, I would think with the specificity of the equipment that you have and stuff, just not anybody can go into the class and start showing, clients and stuff how to do it. And also, you know, that 450 hours minimum and stuff that you guys require and constantly are, you know, fine-tuning and stuff like that really pays off for the client as well as the facility itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because at the end of the day, the biggest concern is our client's safety, you know, while we're working to achieve their goals. But it's about practicing properly and safely, because it's not going to benefit anyone if you're getting injured
right.
during a class, right? Because then you're not here working on your goals. So you need to be highly certified to be able to teach all the different modalities and utilize the different types of equipment and apparatus that we offer. And it's not just like the book training that you have to, you know, get and review and study, but it's the hands-on actual training of being an instructor that knows how to command a room of 12 and still be able to see and you know, kind of have their head on a swivel and utilizing their peripherals to see everybody in class to make sure, you know, number one, you're not cheating. but to, again, go back to making sure you're doing it properly.
Right. So I guess, like, you know, with that and stuff, you know, you really can't be recruiting muscle groups. You know, you're working in the different activity and stuff is a very specific elongation, a contraction of the muscle fibers and stuff, as opposed to just trying to power through it more.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one thing that sometimes, you know, in the beginning can be difficult is keeping a neutral spine, right? And keeping a neutral spine, which is one of the biggest things that our instructors constantly preach, is keep the neutral spine, which is, you know, they can explain it a lot better than I ever could. But yeah, it's that controlled movement throughout, not just at the beginning, not just at the end of the movement, but throughout the entire movement.
Right. Interesting. Very, very good. So the person would come in, there's probably some paperwork to fill out and things like that. Is there changing rooms there?
We have a bathroom area where you can change. We don't have a locker or anything.
Okay.
Like
so
a locker room area.
Most people come already ready to go and things like
that. Yeah, we have a place for you to store your personal belongings right up front where we always have an attendant.
Oh, okay.
You know, a nice little retail area. But if you need to, you can absolutely change. A lot of people come right after work or before work, take a class and get changed and then head on out.
They're ready to go then. Oh, excellent. So what kind of things have you seen happening as far as your clients coming in, you know, debilitated, unable to do anything and stuff, and through, you know, not so much the magic, but science of Pilates and stuff, actually reform and repair and rebuild them and all?
Yeah, so, you know, and that's the best thing, is when you're talking with members and you're hearing their success stories. You know, we're actually going to post a video on Facebook in the next few days here, one of our members' success stories. And one of her biggest things, she had some knee issues that she was concerned with. And she has some younger grandchildren that she wanted to play with and have fun with. But because of the knees, getting up and down was difficult, just didn't have the stamina. And you'll definitely see in the video, she can do those things now, where she can pick up her grandchildren and she can play with them longer. We had a couple and that just went on a cross-country trip out west to some national parks. And about a month before, they started with us at Club Pilates, and they mentioned that they felt a lot better, you know, walking through the national park, because of what they were doing at the studio, which is huge. And that's what it's all about. Our basically saying is, do Pilates, do life. And ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's practicing Pilates for whatever your reasoning is, whether it's, you know, sports performance. But the majority of our members come to us because they just want to feel better every single day. You know, doing the laundry a little bit easier, doing yard work a little bit easier, you know, so that they don't always feel tired all the time. And that's really what it's all about. And that's the other amazing thing, kind of like I mentioned before about Pilates, is you can be anyone and do Pilates. You know, there's so many people that we sit down and they haven't worked out in a couple years. and they come in, and now they're practicing Pilates 3-4 days a week, sometimes twice a day. They're doing two classes back to back. And we actually had a lady joking the other day. I think she just got her license done. She said, yeah, I actually grew a half an inch. So that's one of the things, you feel taller, you know. So because, again, we're going back to that lengthening.
Right.
But it's just about doing something, practicing consistently so that, you know, everyday life is just easier for you.
Right. Coming from a chiropractic background and stuff, we are in full agreement with, you know, elongation, keeping the spine and the body, you know, supple and, you know, flexible and stuff, as compared to, you know, pounding heavy weights and injuries and, you know, bulk and, you know, imbalances going in the muscle groups. So, you know, we are very, very much on board with something like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of physicians recommend Pilates for those who are coming from maybe like physical therapy as the next step, and not necessarily a part of their rehabilitation, but as a great alternative for them to get back to working out in some sort of way after an injury, because of the low impact nature, because they're working with somebody at all times, to kind of help in their recovery.
Yeah, and that makes a whole lot of sense and stuff. You know, so often you go in, you have the surgery, the replacement, whatever happens, like let's just say, for example, the knee joint injury and things, and then you go through, you know, whatever the couple months of rehabbing at a physical therapist and all, and then all of a sudden they'll give you, you know, exercises and say, you know, keep on doing these and all. This is, like you said, a very normal, very natural, very logical next step to do for, you know, the recovery and stuff, and is keep that flexibility in there now instead of allowing that scar tissue to start, you know, forming in there.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of goes back to low impact nature and doing this every single day. With the different classes, you can actually design it so that maybe one day you're doing a tougher class, but then the next day, maybe you're just coming in for our center and balance class focused on stretching. Mm. So you're still doing something, working through, you know, making sure, you know, as far as like the lactic acid build up, breaking through all of that. Mm. You can design the program specifically based off what you want to accomplish.
Right. Very good. We're going to take a little commercial break here now, Brian, and we will be right back with Club Pilates, Flemington, New Jersey.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington. We've been having an excellent talk here today about an alternative exercise program, and this has been at the Club Pilates Flemington, and that's located at the Shops at Flemington, 100 Reville Avenue in Flemington, New Jersey. And we've been fortunate to have the club manager and stuff over there, Brian Jones, and we're going to continue on and stuff and talk a little bit more about the history of this particular facility and all.
Yeah, so Club Pilates is a national franchise, which we have over 300 locations nationwide, and we're continuing to grow. It's definitely new to the East Coast, or newer, I should say. And that kind of piqued the interest of our owners, Todd and Karen Spadari, who are the owners of the studio. I know Karen liked Pilates and loved practicing, but just like a lot of other people, Pilates was expensive because typically you're doing it either out of your house or going to someone's house, and it can become very expensive. So when Todd and Karen came across this idea of group Pilates training that essentially allows more people to reap the benefits of Pilates because it's less expensive than what you typically think when you're at maybe another place that's only offering privates, which is definitely a more expensive opportunity. They actually are local and live right in Ringo's.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, as they were looking to start kind of a small business of their own, it was very, very important for them to kind of be a part of the community. And being, you know, that Flemington is right here, that was very important to offer something that they really believed in to their local community. Karen is actually our lead instructor at the Flemington studio. So she went through our Club Pilates teacher training and is our lead instructor. So she's teaching classes regularly in addition to all the other fun business stuff as a small business owner. And, you know, she's in there all the time. You'll see her in there all the time, teaching classes, having fun. So you know, they've been awesome. And it's great because a lot of their kind of vision for the studio was right in line with mine as well, which is, you know, offering something unique and different. But it's about the atmosphere. You know, I think our atmosphere is great. It's always positive. It's always fun. It's always kind of bubbly, people joking around, building relationships. And that's exactly what they wanted, you know, in their studio when talking about growing a business.
Excellent, then. Very, very good. So we were talking about a little bit before and stuff, an intro class and stuff. Let's touch on that a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. So with Pilates being so unique and this different type of workout using these different crazy looking machines, there's no way that I can tell you, you know, I could talk to you and tell you how amazing it is, you know, based off my own experience and hearing testimonials and, you know, reading about it. But the best way is just to try it. Just to get on the machines, you know, work with one of our instructors and try and see what the reformer is all about. Because after, you know, one session or two sessions, you're like, oh, that makes sense now. That's what that was for. So we actually offer a free 30-minute introductory class that we offer sporadically throughout the week that we offer to someone who's never been to our studio before just to give it a try, just to try it out. And typically, you know, it's a 30-minute class where you're working at a level one class. Typically, it's similar to our Reformer Flow level one class just to get a taste. Just to see what it's all about, because all of our classes are actually 50 minutes in length.
Oh, okay.
So this is kind of just to give you a taste of what we're all about with Club Pilates, between the equipment, the instructors, and then, of course, like I kind of just talked about, the environment as well.
Right.
Just really seeing what it's all about. We hold those classes Wednesdays at 10 a.m., Thursdays at 6:30 p.m., Fridays currently at 9 a.m., but that in July that will be going to 10 a.m. on Fridays, and then Sundays at 11 a.m.
Oh, wow. So a wide variety of days and hours and stuff. So,
yeah, exactly, because we understand, you know, not everybody can make it right after work, and not everybody can come first thing in the morning. So, you know, the best way to see what Pilates is all about is just to experience it, and what better way to do it than for free.
Even better and stuff like that. How should people dress for doing the classes and all?
Yeah, so, you know, form-fitting clothing, athletic wear, we don't allow shoes, like, in the studio area. We actually require the use of grip socks, which are the socks with the rubber grips on the bottom. Yeah. You know, you see them at your trampoline park, so I'm sure your kids have a bunch of pairs laying around somewhere. Right. Just for a safety and sanitary purpose, you know, bring a water bottle. We have great water. You know, we got, it's called Flow Water right there, so you can fill it up right there in studio. But yeah, just your regular athletic wear. We say form-fitting clothing and the grip socks.
Excellent. Very, very good then. So how about getting a hold of you now and stuff? How do people find your place, get a hold of you on the different social medias and get a class scheduled?
Yeah, so you can, of course, go to our website, clubpilates.com/Flemington. Right on there, you can actually book your intro, view our schedule. It will give you a breakdown of all of our different types of classes, the different levels that we're offering. There's actually bios of our instructors on there, so you can definitely check that out. They all got amazing experience and just amazing backstories as well of how they got into Pilates. they're awesome. I can't say enough about our instructors. You can also visit us on Facebook. So facebook.com/Flemington. I was live, Facebook live-ing this, but there my phone died, so it kills your battery pretty quickly. So a ton of information on Facebook. You know, we're typically posting a lot of great content, you know, different things about Pilates. If you're on vacation, how can you still practice Pilates? And then Instagram is another big one. And then, of course, you could always just walk on in to our studio at any point to check it out. You can give us a call right at the studio, and we can book you for an intro right through there. So there's so many different ways to get in touch with us.
Yeah, very, very good. So before we close and stuff, is there anything you want to tell my radio listening audience? Because you've been active throughout your whole life with sports and everything, and how does this compare to the kind of training that you were getting at that time?
Yeah, so this was definitely the biggest thing I had to learn was, you know, what exactly is Pilates? And similar to everybody else, I wasn't sure. You know, I play, you know, college football. So I was strength training, agility, you know, where we're deadlifting and we're hang cleaning and squatting and all of that. So this was very different for me. But once I started and I actually got on the equipment, when I first started, you know, we didn't have a studio quite yet. So, Karen, we have a portable reformer that we can actually bring to events and stuff. So definitely come check it out if you're ever at one of our events. And she was putting me through a couple of classes, and I'll tell you what, there's definitely some weaknesses in my body that I definitely didn't, you know, realize. So, but ultimately, just try it, you know, just try it. Just give it a try and see if it's the right fit for you. And that's another great thing about that intro that we talked about. Come down, check it out, and give it a try and see if it's the right fit for you and exactly what you're looking to do, you know, in regards to accomplishing your goals.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is accomplishing your goals. It doesn't matter what I think my goals are, but it's about accomplishing your goals. And the first thing is you just have to get started.
And that's the important thing and stuff. You know, here you, there's no, it's a win-win situation for you. So come down, schedule a class so you can get a free intro to it and stuff, see how your body reacts to it and all. Excellent, though.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, just to hop on the reformer for the first time is a great experience. But there's no way to, like I said before, describe it. You just have to come and try it out. We also offer free private training assessments.
Okay.
So if you're interested in private training, we do have a Cadillac in our studio, which is very important. For those who have done privates before, we do have a Cadillac for private training as well, which is another option for you if the groups aren't for you or if you don't kind of like that group atmosphere or you just want a little bit more personalized programming. We offer the private and semi-private training as well.
Oh, okay. Very good. So, again, before we run out of time, how do people get a hold of you? How do they find you?
Yeah, check us out on our website, clubpilates.com/Flemington, facebook.com. facebook.com/Flemington. We're on Instagram as well. You can always give us a call, 908-483-7888, or just stop by the studio. We're right in there at the Shops at Flemington, you know, the same shopping center as Home Goods, and I know everybody knows where Home Goods is, so you'll know exactly where we are, just on the other end next to Massage Envy. So
there you go. Very good. Well, this was a very informative hour, and I'm sure the radio audience is going to appreciate you coming on and all. Again, Brian, thank you for coming on. You really gave us an eye-opening view into what else is available out there and all. So this was great.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Certainly do appreciate it. I love the setup here. This is fun.
All right. And with that, we're going to close, and we'll see everybody next week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is tweeting his solution to the contentious immigration issue. People must simply be stopped at the border and told they cannot come into the U.S. illegally, he tweeted. Congressman Luis Gutierrez, an Illinois Democrat, says the president is using a tragic situation to play to his supporters.
It's wrong to separate babies, to use cruel, inhumane policies in order to gin up your political base. And it seems like it's working.
Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona says this should not be a long-term campaign issue.
These are areas where we understand it's a complex issue. And just the kind of rhetoric about people being soft on the border or soft on crime, you know, that only goes so far.
Both lawmakers were on ABC's This Week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld electoral districts drawn by Republicans in Texas that a lower court called racially discriminatory. The court also passed on North Carolina's GOP-drawn congressional boundaries. The high court sent back to lower courts the battle between a Washington state florist and a same-sex couple. It tossed out the state's ruling that says the florist violated discrimination and consumer protection laws. The justices will not take up the case of the teenager convicted of rape and murder, detailed on the Netflix series Making a Murderer. The EU has announced new tariffs against the U.S. in retaliation of tariffs imposed by President Trump. To avoid them, Harley Davidson plans to shift production of EU-bound motorcycles to factories overseas. Republican Senator Bob Corker told CBS's Face the Nation Trump's tariffs are hurting the nation.
It has successfully united the world against us.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Democratic member of Congress is now saying that Trump administration officials should be harassed. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Mr. President, you need to be impeached.
But U.S. House Democrat Maxine Waters did not stop there at a Sunday rally of people who were protesting Trump administration immigration policies, making this call to administration opponents.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and you create a crowd and you tell them they're not welcome.
Waters' call follows incidents recently when Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen and Press Secretary Sarah Sanders were harassed at restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm